With only a few days of social distancing behind us and weeks ahead of us, a lot of us might already be feeling cooped up. Add a few kids to the mix and things can get tense. So the outdoors can provide some escape. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis has more on what people can do to stay safe out there.
You'll never catch me, Nate!
This is what my house sounds like lately.
You're too slow, you little snail!
Oh, no. I have two boys, 8 and 10. We live in the city with a tiny backyard. There's a trampoline, mercifully, but getting outside to wide open spaces is what they really need. My friend Reiko Yamamoto, who also has two boys, feels the same.
Being outside is definitely a lifesaver these days. The kids get to run around like they always do. And also, it gives me a sense of normalcy.
Over the past week or so, Reiko's family and my family have been meeting up to play basketball at the park in our neighborhood, or on trails around Pittsburgh for evening hikes.
Haku, it's slippery there. That was a big splash.
We thought we were following the guidelines, staying 6 feet apart, not letting the kids touch each other.
I guess we can't high five, so you ready for this? Air yeah. Five.
But we weren't sure about everything. Could the kids play on the super cool nature playground?
I mean, like, it's wood. I don't think coronavirus is on wood, so.
Should they be playing together at all? Turns out we were doing it wrong.
Going outside and interacting with people who are not in your household is a bad idea.
This is Dr. Anita McElroy. She's a pediatric infectious disease doctor at UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh.
These are all recommendations that are being made based upon the data that are available. And every day we have new data that we're learning. So I would say if you can maintain contact with just your family unit, that is absolutely the safest, most conservative approach.
Dr. McElroy says getting outside is important and safe as long as we are all clear on the guidelines from public health officials. Playgrounds of any material, it's best to stay away.
So anything that other people might touch after having coughed or sneezed into their hands are potential sources of infection. We call these artificial things that we spread pathogens back and forth. Fomites is the term you'll hear many of us use. And so I would recommend against playing on playground equipment for the time being.
This advice has been supported by new research just published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Scientists found that the coronavirus can survive on hard surfaces such as plastic and stainless steel for up to 72 hours and on cardboard for up to 24 hours. Infectious disease experts still think that the main way the virus spreads is through person-to-person contact. But on March 18th, Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force mentioned the new research on surface contamination and said the public should be very cautious.
We're still working out how much is it by human-human transmission and how much is it by surface. And this is why those fundamental guidelines were put out that says don't expose yourself to surfaces outside the home.
But what about the air? How long can the virus live there? Say someone with the virus is on a hiking trail and sneezes hours before you walk through. Are you at risk?
Yeah, that's a really hard question to answer because there's no way to know the volume of air moving through a hiking trail at any one point in time. The virus is often more likely to be transmitted on a droplet from a cough or a sneeze than a true aerosol. So the likelihood of you having an exposure when someone wasn't directly in front of you coughing or sneezing is very, very minimal. Hence why we say maintain 6 feet of distance. So even if someone did cough or sneeze, right, 6 feet away from you, you'd still have some theoretical protection.
This is all to say, go outside, ride a bike. But remember, this is a constantly evolving situation. And you definitely shouldn't head out if you or anyone in your family is sick.
Every day we're learning new information. So what we talk about today might be usurped by new information tomorrow. So I would do my best to try and stay abreast of the latest information that's available. And then don't forget, while we have the current threat of this particular virus, don't forget about the threats that we always have with us.
She means ticks. And many ticks in our area carry Lyme disease, requiring doctor's visits. So practice good tick protection when you go out to the woods. Wear long sleeves and pants and do tick checks when you get home. Dr. McElroy also reminds people that this isn't a good time for outdoor fun that is especially risky, so you don't end up in the ER taking up hospital beds.
So maybe if you don't do parkour, now is not the time to start practicing parkour.
Ready to go on the hike?
Yeah.
You got your stuff together?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are you getting?
Where are my hiking boots?
Today, my family is getting ready for a day trip to Cook Forest. hiking and biking trails at all Pennsylvania state parks and forests are open, but facilities, including restrooms, are closed. Hiking is one of our favorite things to do, and I'm hoping the Cathedral Forest with its 100-year-old hemlocks will help us all feel better. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kupis.